The one offers great, of course, greater enthusiasm. Yes, the other, of course, when the wind is in your face and every inch seems to be a struggle, it will demand a greater discipline and determination. Frankly, it demands grit, a holy grit. Preachers need grit. Having done all to stand, especially when there are many adversaries, as the Apostle Paul said, and you will see likely even more adversaries than we have seen in the years ahead. I believe this word is well connected with the following words in our text. Watch thou in all things, endure affliction. Afflictions, do the work of evangelists, make full proof of thy ministry, because there's more umph and triumph than anything else. You've got to stay with it. You will be knocked down. It's not a question if. It's a question of when. You will be knocked flat of your back. You will get more in the ministry than a bloody nose. But you must get back up. You must. You will rise back up to fight yet another day, the good fight of faith. There is no quit in get. And there is no in go. The Bible says, for a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. Frankly, I don't give a hoot for a man who'll start the ministry and quit in 1 year. I don't give a hoot about him. But I will give a hoot and a holler for the man who will start and never quit. Never quit. Quitters never win. One more round. Like the old prophet Jeremiah, for since I spake, I cried out, I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision. He says, daily suffering. Then I said, Jeremiah said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. But the word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing and I could not stay. These inspired, preserved, purified seven times words, let them burn in your soul, burn in your spirit, and if I can say, burn in your gut, and then let it all out for all to hear. The way the young people would say it today, bring it. Bring it. Bring the Word of God to all, for all have need of God's Word. Yet what does it take to do that long term? What's it take with the man? Not his message. What does it take for the man? For as you've heard me say many, many, many times, and it's not original with me, but success is going the right way a long time. And it's also outlasting. Success is also outlasting your enemies. So I would like to just develop some thoughts with the word trust in dealing with the preacher behind the preaching, because that's really paramount. The preaching's paramount, but the preacher behind it is vitally important. Without the preacher, there'll be no preaching. So I'd like to share some thoughts with that word, trust. T. Trust the Lord and trust His Word. Trust it. Trust the Word. Of course, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You've been told, you've been taught. Turn not to the right hand, to the left hand. Let God equip you and direct you in all of his ways, all the while comforting you through the great work of the Holy Spirit of God. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's who's on your side. Psalm 112:1, praise you the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. He should not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord, you will eventually have family members who will pressure you. You will have fellowships and Bible schools pressure you. You will have mission agencies pressure you. You will even have friends pressure you. Your life is going to be lived out in a pressure cooker. Yet you must have great trust in the Lord and have great trust in His Word and who you are and what God wants you to be. Psalm 56:3 says, "What time I am afraid," and if you think maybe you'll never be afraid in the gospel ministry, well, I think you've lived too long for that. Now, you will. There will be times you will be afraid. Don't hang your head about that. Paul was afraid too from time to time. He says, "I will trust in thee." Trust. T. Trust the Lord. Trust His Word. R. Rest. Rest in the Lord and the will of God. Proverbs 37:7, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." Psalm 28:7, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in Him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him." The great Psalm 23. The Psalm of David, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul." Rest in the will of God for your life, not another's life. Rest in the Spirit and that great rest. We all need time to recover, all of us. And you are not a superhuman being. We're normal people. People. We're normal people. Though others from time to time, as being preachers, they may to convey to us that they believe we're superhuman. And if we're not careful, we start to believe it. And then we get in trouble. We need rest. You will need rest. And you will need rejuvenation. You will need to recharge. Know your strengths, but also know your weaknesses. Know who you are, what you are, whose you are, and the work that you've been called to do. And understand you're embarking upon a long and great journey, not a sprint. Rest in the Lord. Trust you. Understand your people. You want to be a pastor? Understand your people. Get understanding. Starting with your wife and your children. Get understanding. Dwell together with knowledge. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Paul wrote to the carnal church in 1 Corinthians 13:11. He says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things." Those childish things for you are over. There is no time for you to ever be again a child, but a man of God. Understand your people. Who you're dealing with in life, who you're dealing with in ministry. Understand the role you have as a pastor and a shepherd of their lives. Men, women, boys and girls, care for them with your life. Be willing to give your life for your flock. And if need be, to die for your flock. Love them, but be firm with them, lest they grow immature and useless in the hands of Almighty God. Letter S, serve your people and your Lord and your community as a servant leader, as salt and light. Our Lord said in Matthew 23, Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. There's only one Lord, and you're not him. Be a servant over your flock. Do not be a lord over his flock. And always walking in the Spirit. There's no such thing as a pastor who serves a 9-to-5 job. Serve, and when you're tired, serve some more. Never growing so big for your britches that when you succeed, success, and never too despondent when you don't see any success. Serve the lost, seeking their salvation. Serve your community as a good citizen, above reproach. I'd encourage you to learn how to lead men. Work at it. Think about it. Read about it. Study the matter of leadership. And this you know forever. You cannot and you must not attempt to lead from behind. There is no such thing as you all go get them and being a great leader. But there is such a thing as follow me. Follow me. As our Lord said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Philippians 2:4, Paul said, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He said in the second book of Corinthians 4:5, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. T stands for triumphs. Celebrate them. Celebrate your great victories. It may not be as big of a party as somebody else, but don't let that faze you not one little bit. Your ministry is your party. It's your party. Don't look over the fence, tiptoe and look over the fence at someone else. Compare yourself to them, you'll grow despondent. Celebrate your own victories. David danced in the street unto the Lord. So again, the young people would say, get some moves and bust them. Just not in church. From the Jewish feast to the great wedding supper of the Lamb, great are the celebrations of the Lord. And we seem to gloss over it. We miss it. And at this people, the Bible says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. You know the story well from Luke 15. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf. Bring the barbecue. Bring the Texas barbecue. Amen. And kill it. You better not eat if it's not killed. Kill it and let us eat and be merry. Be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Learn to celebrate the great triumphs that God gives you in His grace and mercy. As the angels in heaven celebrate over one soul that's saved, learn how to celebrate well the victories that Christ brings to your life. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. You've been trained all your life for the race before you. Now, run, son, run, and never quit. Run well, run strong, run in the mighty strength of His grace. It's a big job. It's a big job. He said preaching was easy. Little girls would do it. It's a big job. But by God's grace and power, you can do it. It is your calling. It is your life. Let it be your passion. And all God's people said, amen. 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 I'm going to ask Miss Dory if she'll help us here. Miss Dory, let me get this for you. The first couple of blanks need to be left out until me and Brother Giordano. I'll sign these in just a minute. Okay. Here's your pen. We come to a very special time of laying on of hands. And I'm going to ask the presbytery to come. Brother Colt, if you'd come right up here in the front. And Neil and Shalise, you please join him. She's not being ordained. He is being ordained. But she's his partner. And I want you, if you would, just if y'all just file up on this left-hand side and come by and lay hands on Brother Colt and pray for him. And then after you're finished, if you would, Miss Dory will assist you in signing both documents. We'll have his copy and then the church's copy. And there's a pen. There's a pen over there. And she'll assist in taking care of that. So if you would, Brother Colt, if y'all just kneel there before the church and the Lord. And Brother Shane, you will start us, please. Yet quietly pray.